ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So again today also like I'm not feeling fine, somehow not in a mood to discuss the next shloka, so we'll just discuss some 15-20 minutes and then like we'll see tomorrow. So we can continue with like whatever we discussed in the previous day, so we're not going to see any shloka, so we'll just see like some 15-20 minutes. So as we saw in the previous day, so as we saw the practicality of Vedanta, how practical Vedanta is. So the next part, in the next few shlokas, Krishna is going to talk about the goal to be achieved, or whatever is the phalam, or the fruit of this implementation of Vedanta, the fruit of implementing Samadhi or Yogam, Jnanam, Bhakti, all those mean like one and the same thing, like they are different aspects of the same concept. So it's the same, like it's the same thing like repeated over and over again, but like maybe in a little different way, different terms or different words we can say. So that is what like we see Krishna entering into. So The fruit can be like expressed in many ways, but in like one way, like a very apt word for the fruit is shanti. So shanti, this word of shanti, like we know this word quite well. So we say like manashanti, I have peace of mind. Shanti means peace of mind. So we generally say like shanti, I have shanti. Have attained shanti, have attained peace. So other words that are used for the same thing, like other words that we use is also like anandam, bliss, then contentment, santosham, satisfaction, tripti, or santushtam is also the same, like tripti is for satisfaction. And like there is no dukkham, lack of dukkham, lack of suffering. So like moha varjitam, like there is no delusion. So we can give all these terms, like we can give a lot of terms for this phalam, the fruit that a person will attain or achieve through Vedanta. But as Narada says, mukha swadhanavat. So anirvachaniyam premaswarupam mukha swadhanava. So anirvachaniyam, like this, the goal, though we may express in words or try to express in words, it's kind of anirvachaniyam. It still will not be proper. So how? Narada gives a very beautiful example or way that like this the goal, the fruit is something which cannot be expressed clearly in words. So it is like a dumb person trying to explain how beautiful food is or how tasty food is. So a dumb person, how can a dumb person speak? A dumb person cannot speak. So like a dumb person like who cannot speak, he tries to say how tasty it is. Like it is like that. So then like in that case, like what about people like who try to preach or praise such a goal? So if there is somebody like who overly praises something, so if somebody says, oh, you know, this is very good, this is very great. And like we in the world, like we see many such people. So people want like a mouth. Mouth is not something which is very easy to control. Words are not easy to control. People who start learning a little bit, they will start like praising, preaching, praising. Praising is like very dangerous. They will try to praise something. So after attending a retreat of Amma, we may say, oh, go for Amma's retreat. Yeah, like you have just started going for Amma's retreat and you try preaching it. praising it. Yeah, praising is different. Telling a person to attend Amma's retreat is different. Trying to praise is different. People will say, look, oh, you know, this is very great. You know, yesterday I learned this dhyanam way. It's very great. It's very good. The way people, like often it happens that people go for one or two discourses, Vedantic discourses, and all of a sudden they'll say, oh, yesterday Swamiji said so. Okay, what's the big deal about Swamiji saying something? Yeah, if Swamiji says, like, can we experience Brahman out of it? Can we convert it, translate it into Brahman? If we cannot, then there is no point. And can Swamiji say, like, any Swamiji, whether it is Paramartha, like Amrita Rupananda, any new Swamijis who are supposed to be born or made, it doesn't matter. Even if it is Shankara or Sadashiva himself, it doesn't matter. What do we really gain out of it? How can we convert it into the fruit, the goal of moksha, which is Ananda? How can we get peace of mind through that? The moment we try to praise it, like the peace, like it means like we haven't understood. If we understand it properly, like we cannot really say. We cannot really, like we will be at a loss of word to explain it, express it. If we say, like, Swamiji said this, so in Michigan, like a person asked Amma, I think Michigan or somewhere else, in question answer session, somebody asked Amma, like, Amma, like you are preaching this, you are preaching that and all those. Then the Amma's reply, like Amma's response always has been that there is nothing new to be taught. There is nothing new to be said. If we think like we say something new, like if we go to a discourse and hear something like very beautiful, very great, and say like, oh, yesterday, you know, Swamiji said this, very great. That itself means like we know nothing about it. Because whatever is being said is whatever that has been said. There is nothing new. There is no nothing new that can be created here. Whatever is there. Yadasti tadeva asti. Yadeva iha tadamutra yadamutra tadanviha. So whatever is here, whatever is there, like after death as well, if we think like after death also it can go. Like whatever is there everywhere, like that is the same. Whatever exists, that always exists. So whatever is being expressed in words, like whatever has been expressed previously, the same. Maybe rephrasing or paraphrasing, as we say. It may be paraphrasing or rephrasing. But nothing new can be explained. Nothing new can be given. So that's why Paramartha, like, is very clear. Paramartha always tries to say what the Shastras say. Because the Shastras have already said it. It is already there in the Shastras. Like, what new can be created? Nothing new can be created. Nothing new can be said. If there is something new that is said, like what will happen? The person will become another Nityananda who knows, like, oh, you cannot say whether he is good or bad. It doesn't matter. When people think, like, people create new methods, like Amma never preaches any new method. Amma never preaches any new concept. And she herself doesn't claim to teach or preach any new way. A true master will never say, like, I am giving this new way. Followers might say, oh, this Amma's way is there. But Amma, such a spiritual master, will not say, because nothing new can be created. So we have to be very careful. Like when we try to express something, like when we go and learn something or listen something and we gain something and we say, this is very great, then like we should know that something is seriously wrong. We haven't apprehended it. It is one thing to refer a person, like it's one thing to say, okay, go and meet Amma, you'll benefit. So like saying is one thing, praising is another thing. Overly praising itself would mean that we don't know what is to be achieved. We don't know like the goal will be achieved. It is one thing to say that, okay, you will attain bliss through Vedanta. And it is another thing to say like, alone Vedanta will give you bliss. And like try to praise it overly, that also is wrong, because the goal of Vedanta cannot be expressed in words. However, however we try, like how much we learn, irrespective of all those, we will not be able to, we will not be able to express in words. Yadvacha anabhyuditam, I think, anabhyuditam యద్వాక్ అభ్యుద్యతే తదేవ బ్రహ్మత్వం విద్ధి నైదం యదిదం ఉపాసతే యద్వాచ అనభ్యుదితం. సో దాట్ విచ్ కెనాట్ బి ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ త్రూ వర్డ్స్ అండ్ లైక్ వర్డ్స్ గెట్ పవర్ లైక్ వర్డ్స్ ఏన వాక్ అభ్యుద్యతే త్రూ హూమ్ ద వర్డ్స్ గెట్ ద పవర్ ఫర్ స్పీచ్ పవర్ టు ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ సో దాట్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మన్ నో దాట్ టు బి బ్రహ్మన్ మనస మనోవాచా అగోచర లైక్ వి నో దాట్ దాట్ లైక్ నామా ఫ్రమ్ లలితా సహస్రనామ వి ఆల్సో నో యతో లైక్ యతో వాచో నివర్తంతే అప్రాప్య మనసా సహ దెర్ ఆర్ మెనీ సచ్ శృతి కొటేషన్స్ ఇన్ మెనీ ఉపనిషత్స్ సో వి హ్యావ్ టు ఆల్వేస్ కీప్ ఇన్ మైండ్ దాట్ ద స్టేట్ ద గోల్ ఆఫ్ మోక్ష The fruit that a person attains through Vedanta cannot be expressed in words. So that is the first thing that we have to understand. If we have to know whether we have realized, whether we have attained the goal, the first thing is, do we think we know? Do we think like we can express it? If we think we can express it, if we think we know, then definitely we don't know because it cannot be expressed in words. It cannot be explained in any way to another person. We can only say, follow this, follow Vedanta, implement Vedanta, then you will come to know. You will know once you learn Vedanta, once you implement Vedanta. That is the right way to say. And the goal, obviously, like the goal, if the goal cannot be expressed, then how can we try to explain it? We can try to hint at it as to how the state would be. So in order to like explain how the state would be, the easiest way to explain how the state would be to explain the attitude or explain how a person will live in that state. So again, all these are kind of just hint. All these are just a kind of giving a perspective or giving a glimpse of the state. The original state is something which cannot be expressed. So though Krishna might say in many places, Anandam, Anandam, or Shankara says, Nandati, Nandati, Nandati eva. Yeah, we can say that we will bliss, 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 bliss. But like how will we know such a bliss? Like we cannot know. We can express, we can say that a person will rejoice, there will be no dukkam, tarati shokam, tarati paapmanam, like shokam will go, moham will go, ko moha, kaha shokaha, where is moham, where is shokam, where is dukkam, and all those we can say or put in words all those, but unless we implement Vedanta, and like gain an intuitive experience, we cannot express in words. And the reason why it cannot be expressed words is because the Keno Upanishad statement that it is the subject of everything. It is the subject. It is the experiencer. The experiencer can never be the experience. The experiencer can never become an experience. The subject can never become an object. The self or Brahman, that state, is the subject. It is the basis of everything. Such a basis cannot be expressed, or such a basis cannot be explained. Such a basis cannot be experienced like worldly experiences. Then, like, how would such a state be? We can put in words that such a state, like a person will feel very content. Of course, again, explanations are from worldly perspectives. We should try to implement it, then we will really know how it would be. So, and like we'll gain immense bliss. So bliss will pervade. Unconditional bliss will be there. Unconditional happiness, unconditional love. All those will be the experience for a person who is implementing Vedanta. So all those are like ways, or all those are hints at the goal, not the real goal itself. The real goal is much, much more than what we can even imagine. So yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha manas, the mind also cannot imagine such a state. So when we implement, we will know that all dukkham, so a negative way can be imagined. So we can imagine a negative way, not a positive way. How the bliss would be in that state, like we cannot express. But we can express or imagine how sorrow will not be there. Because we experience sorrow, therefore a sorrowless state can in a way be experienced or not experienced, imagined. Again, to an extent only. So all this, like, don't get confused too much about, okay, why, like, the experience, like, it cannot be experienced, it can only become the intuitively experienced and all those. If it is so confusing, just ignore all those. So there are people in the world, like, who run behind all these concepts. So if you say, like, experience, the self will be experienced, bliss will be experienced, then people will start raising voices. They'll say, oh, if you, Shankara says that this is not an object, then how do you say you can experience it? All those, like, any words, the point of all this, like, the point of all this, that, like, we cannot express such a state, is that, like, words, however we may try to explain it, and even the perfect way of explanation will have some loopholes, because it is words. Words cannot reach that state. And rather than running behind such philosophies or concepts and arguing for and against those concepts, there are people in the world, there are groups like Yahoo groups and other groups are there, where people like intellectual idiots, of course, intellectual idiots, that should be the word used, because they'll try to analyze, critically analyze each and every word in Gita, and like Shankara's commentary they'll quote, and they'll say this is so, that is so. There are simple explanations. Like, rather than like taking those simple explanations and trying to convert it into anandam, such people make it a fodder for their own intellect. It becomes food for the intellect. So that is what people generally do. That's what people, not generally, majority of people in the world do. We should not be like that. Irrespective of what we gain from the Shastra, irrespective of like however we are able to understand, one person may be able to understand this intuitive experience, aparoksha anubhavam, that self is beyond words, beyond mind and all those. Another person may not grasp it. It doesn't matter whether you grasp it or not. What really matters is, are you able to remember that truth, ultimate truth, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya? We may be able to explain, like, even Advaita Siddhi, we know Aparna's, like, father's guru, like, is a person, like, who is an Advaita Siddhi professor. What is the point of such learning? What is the point of such learning when people, like, when their own followers, disciples, are not able to apprehend that even the self is beyond gender? How idiotic it is. Like, the self, like, claiming or learning Vedanta that this, I am not the body. Mano buddhya hankara jittani naham. Like all those, like, na sapta dhatuhu, na pranaha, na sapta dhatu. I am not this body, deho naham. Like after learning that, like, I am not the body, still claiming that women cannot follow this, women cannot learn Vedanta, women cannot take moksha, sannyasam and all those. How foolish. So what is the point of learning such advanced texts? There is no point at all. Such learning will only boost the ego, will trouble not only ourselves, it will trouble like a bunch of people. So the trouble, like if we look at like that case, like we can see like how far the trouble will go. The trouble will not like end with one's family. The trouble will stretch beyond one's family, another family, and then like missions. How many missions will get affected by it? So many. So do we want to become something like that, where like we want to create trouble for the entire world? Do we have anandam? Like if we have anandam and we create trouble, then it's fine. Oh, why are you saying that? If you have anandam, like if you have bliss, like if you have an intuitive experience of the self, shanti, parama shanti, I am peaceful, I don't need anything, such a state is there, then even creating problems in the world is fine. Because people will say, like, if you should not create problems for others, I am a bhakti oriented person, and In Bhakti, the greatest person or the greatest example is Narada. He creates problems. So do you mean to say Narada is not realized? So after, if a person has Paramashanti, if a person remembers everything is Ishvara, then creating problems is also fine. And people who say like I am Bhakti oriented, many people even now claim. Even now, like people claim, oh, like even I, you know, like my intellect doesn't apprehend jnana. I am not able to remember. That's a simple escapism that is given. Are we able to remember that at the end of the day, like we have to go back to our house? Are we able to remember that at the end of the month, like we have to get the salary? Are we able to remember that, like when it is 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, we want to eat food? If we can remember all those, then why not Shastra? It means like there is no emphasis, there is no importance to that. So people claim like I can't do this, I can't do that, and I am bhakti oriented. I don't like jnana. You know, I am bhakti oriented. I want to just look at Ishvara's form, stare at Ishvara's form. Oh, very good, very, very good. It's very, very good. Yeah, like you will have like many more births to stare at Ishvara's form. Will that give you anandam? Will that make you peaceful? If yes, then fine. If not, then the goal is not achieved. If that goal is not achieved, then all those are of no use. The people say like, I do dhyanam. Like, how do you do dhyanam? I sit in front of Amma and do dhyanam. And it is very, like it is very powerful. Like very, like it gives its effect completely. Very good. Remove Amma. Are you able to like maintain the same peace? If no, then it is temporary as like taking drugs, as temporary as like smoking. Yeah, it is in a way better than all those, like better than worse things. We can sit in front of TV, we can get glued to TV and watch TV all day. So rather than that, it is good to sit in front of Amma and meditate. But will that give us anandam? That necessary will not. As we discussed in the previous day, dhyanam. Okay, dhyanam is fine, but dhyanam should lead to nididhyasanam. Oh, you know, like I do dhyanam as nididhyasanam. The previous day somebody was telling me, I was able to do dhyanam and nididhyasanam in front of Amma. Is that so simple? Nididhyasanam is very simple. Is nididhyasanam really simple? Nididhyasanam means like constantly ananya bhajanam. Such ananya bhajanam is not simple at all. It is not simple at all. It is like the toughest to do. You may think it is very simple. It is not simple at all. So therefore, like it is not an easy thing. Nididhyasanam or anusandhanam is something like which is irrespective of where we are. We should be able to do it anywhere. At least for some period of time, we should be able to do anywhere. If we are not able to do it anywhere, then it is not nididhyasanam, it is not anusandhanam, it is just a temporary means. So Amma is a temporary mean. So as long as we are inside like closed walls and then we have a heater inside, we remain very peaceful, very blissful. So we say, oh, my life is, you know, like I have done like so much sadhana, I have learned so much, therefore my life is very blissful, very peaceful. One fine day, like a snowstorm or a rainstorm, thunderstorm comes and then power goes away. Then what will happen? Then start screaming. So people who learn Vedanta, like watch TV, all of a sudden the current goes, oh God! Like many bad words also will come. So like bad words, everything will come. That is what, that is how our knowledge of Vedanta is. That should not be the case. Our knowledge of Vedanta should lead to implementation nididhyasanam at all point of time. Any point of time, ananyash chintayanto mam ejana pariyupasate. So ananyash chintayanto mam ananya bhajanam. Like always having the thought of Ishvara, never be remaining without the thought of Ishvara. And pariyupasate, like people don't understand all these words. These are like very simple words. So pariyupasate means throughout, surrounding, everywhere worshipping. That means everywhere worshipping. In front of our boss, like we should worship Ishvara. If we don't worship our Ishvara in front of our boss, just in front house, like we are able to do that, then No, it is not like a, it is not true implementation. Of course, implementation means not going to a boss and saying, I am a devotee of Amma, I learn Vedanta. They may laugh at you and it will become like a more trouble. Externally, we don't have to say, but internally, we should have that conviction. Internally, we should be able to keep in mind that everything is one Ishvara, that is Pariyupasana. And for such a person, Ishvara will take care of everything for the person. But that has to be there. And that is the goal of life, the goal of Vedanta, learning Vedanta. We have been learning Vedanta, like in many chapters of Gita, like for years, like we have been learning. That should lead us to a state where we are able to set aside anything that comes as an obstacle and remain very peaceful, blissful in contemplation of Ishvara. So that is the goal. That is what is to be achieved. And like it is kind of, it is very easy to implement, as we saw in the previous day. Sukam kartum. It is like very easy to implement. Very easy. The easiest thing to implement it is. But it requires abhyasam. The mind has to be tuned. We need the strong desire for moksha. The strong desire, I want moksha. Moksho me, like let moksha happen for me. I want moksha. That like that Chinmaya, like translates mumukshutvam. So mumukshutvam is translated by Chinmaya as burning desire for liberation. It is not just desire for liberation, but burning desire for liberation. Burning desire. So burning desire, like so that should be the case. Like we want it now. Here, now. Here and now. Now itself. So that is how like our desire should be. If the desire, such a strong desire is there, then we will be able to attain the goal of Shanti. Then whatever happens in the external world, we will be able to say, I am peaceful, I am blissful, irrespective of like even if the entire world like falls down, still I am blissful. So these may seem to be very easy, like while listening, when somebody else is saying it, like it becomes very easy. It seems it will appear to be very, very, very simple, but like it's not simple when we try to implement it. So when we try to implement it, that is when like we will face the real trouble. Then like we will not be able to understand, or like we will not be able to figure out why it's not happening. So that is why like we have to try now itself. Already we have accumulated so many vasanas from previous births, like so many things like we have accumulated, and we have accumulated for 30, 40, 50 years now itself. So therefore it is high time that we implement it now itself. So if now itself we start, at least by the end of this birth, we will get some happiness. If not, we realize in this very birth, at least some happiness we will be able to get in this birth. And that is the goal. The goal of life is to remain very blissful, very peaceful. So like being able to say, I am blissful, I am peaceful. So that is what like is the goal. That is what is the goal of life. And like we should try it, like we should give it a shot. If we try from now, like if we are able to try from now, then we will be able to achieve the goal very easily. Like very soon, like we will be able to achieve if the strong desire is there. But the goal, however we may explain or express the goal like has to be intuitively experienced in order, like it should be experienced in order for us, like in order for a person to understand, appreciate the goal. And for that we have to implement. Implementation means keeping in mind that everything is one Brahman. We should try it at least for some time in a day, like if not throughout the entire day, at least for some period in the day we should try it. And when we try it, we will be able to experience Anandam. And that Anandam is something like which is beyond words. And like we will not, like we cannot be, we will not, like though like we, we cannot really express it in words. But when we experience it, like we will understand as to how blissful, how great such a state is. It is varishtam, varenyam. it is something like which has to be sought out, it is something which has to be achieved, something which has to be sought out, like that's what many of the Upanishadic statements say. So we should try it, we should try from now itself, so we are able to experience that Shanti which Krishna will speak about in the next two shlokas. Sorry for like making it short today, like I didn't want to stop at 20 minutes, like because generally we have 50 minutes or 1 hour. I don't want to reduce the time and like make people feel sad, but like we will stop here for the day. May Amma bless us so that like we start towards that goal now itself, now and here itself. At least keep in mind, if not like we cannot apprehend it completely, still fine. If we cannot remember any concepts, like it's fine. Ignore all concepts, that's fine. Just remember everything is one Brahman. Keep that in mind, blindly keep that in mind. Some point of time we will be able to experience Anandam. We'll be able to get that Shanti and say, I am very blissful, I am very blissful, I don't have anything to attain in life. So may Amma bless us for the same. We'll continue, we'll see the next shloka definitely in the next day. Namaskar.